Sanhedrin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The questions in the previous Mishnah about the exact time and also the question involving exactly what the sin was, those questions are referred to as chakiros. And chakiros are questions that if we need to have the answer to in order to know that these are valid testimony. There is another type of line of questioning called bidikos, where we ask questions that are more detailed and are not necessarily have to be answered in order to have the person be guilty, but we ask these questions in order to make sure that the Edom are really telling the truth. So the Mishnah reads in Mishnah Beis, Kol hamarbe v'bidikos, to anyone who increases the amount of questions of bidikos, hareze meshubach, that's praiseworthy, because it helps cause the witnesses to have to tell the truth. Maisa, there was an incident, ubarak ben Zakkai, uktzei te'enim, that there was an incident where ben Zakkai, this is referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and at that time he's called ben Zakkai because he was still, didn't have smicha yet, he was still a Talmud, but he was involved in the process of cross-examining the witnesses, and he asked them about the uktzei te'enim, about the stems of the figs. Now, what does that mean? Because they said that these witnesses had testified that a man killed somebody underneath a fig tree, and ben Zakkai asked them about the stems on those figs. Were they thin or were they thick, etc.? Were they long or were they short? And this is a great, obviously a very minute detail, but he used it in order to get the witnesses to examine their words carefully and use it in order to make sure that they were telling the truth. The Mishnah now asks, "Uma bein chakiros lebedikos?" What is the difference exactly between a chakira and a bedika? So the Mishnah says, "Chakiros." In the case of chakiros of the previous Mishnah, echad omer eni yodea. If one of the witnesses says, "I don't know the answer to the question," edusan betela, the edus is not valid because the question of the timing and the location of the incident is necessary, because without it, you cannot be mazim them. You cannot prove them to be false through the process of Edom Zomimin. Also, if they can't answer exactly what the sin was and whether or not the person is Jewish, etc., they also cannot find the person guilty. And therefore, without that information, the testimony is not valid. Bedikos, however, echad omer eni yodea, if one of the witnesses says, "I don't know the answer," such as it doesn't know what the stems of the figs, what they looked like, even if both witnesses say, "Ein on yod," we don't know, edus and kayemus, the edus is still valid. Now, however, echad chakiros v'echad bedikos, but the following is true about both chakiros and bedikos, that bisman shemachishin zezeh, if they contradict each other, one says one way and one says the other way, even if the information was not in itself necessary, but then since they contradict each other, edusan betela, their testimony would not be valid since there is a contradiction in their testimony.